321. Let's sing together 321. And then let's do it. Let's sing the whole song again. Start at the beginning. just sank deeper, deeper. I don't know which direction we're heading. You're going higher, higher, or deeper, deeper. Is it all the same thing? I guess it depends on what song you're singing or what Bible verse you're reading. But it's kind of like the same idea. We want to know Jesus better today than we knew him yesterday. Amen. We want to know his love more today and go deeper into that love. Doth my spirit strive to go? We want to go higher into the school of wisdom. We want to know him better and come up a little bit more from where we are to where he is. And so I guess it's all, to me, it's all the same thing. So the song could be entitled Higher, Higher, and it would work for me. But we're going deeper. But you notice we sang it caused hard trials. Hard trials. We sang a song like that the other day too, about trials. Let sorrow do its work. Send grief or pain. Sweet are its messengers. Sweet their refrain. If they can sing with me more love, O Christ, to thee. If it can take me deeper into your love and higher into the place that you have, then the songwriter says, I don't know that I say this, I don't sing that verse, I cough when you get to that line. Send grief for, and then I'll pick up the rest of it, not really. But I don't know, we welcome grief or pain? Well, only if they can sing with me more love, O Christ, to thee. If they can do their work. And trials are part of maturing us. Suffering is necessary. I wish it weren't that way. I wish we could somehow escape sorrow, grief, pain, hard trials. But somehow the Lord uses them to help us, to strengthen us, to bring us into a maturer place in him. I read recently a book that it was good. I read about an expedition up Mount Everest, a group that had gone up. This was a few years ago already, but the man lived to tell the tale, barely. And it was an interesting story. But I came out at the other end of reading that book with thinking, this is not anything I'd ever want to do. Send grief or pain. Well, go up Mount Everest. You're inviting grief and you're inviting pain. And I don't know how sweet the messengers are. There are people that, and always still to this day, lose their lives. They pay thousands, thousands of dollars to get up to the top of Mount Everest. And when you get to, is it 29,000 2 feet? Anybody know? I think that's what it is. I don't know who figured out the last 2 feet. But when you get to the 29,000 mark, it'll take you quite a while to get that last 2 feet because you're in rare air, altitude, that you're not used to. That's why it takes you several months to get up because you can't just walk up there. Now, Brother Bill Canalp, Dr. Canalp, could explain to us what's going on in your lungs and how you can't get enough air to breathe and it's so thin. And I'm reading about this, and the man is describing, to me, sounds like he's describing torture. But yet he's paid an awful lot of money to do this, and some of his friends have lost their lives in attempting to do this. Others have turned back because they couldn't handle it. And the pain and the grief and the agony, a step or two, and then take a little rest a while because it's too hard to go up at that altitude. But I find that way with the Christian life sometimes. We turn back. We turn back because it's hard. And we don't want to continue anymore. We know that there may be merit in going forward, in climbing higher, but we'd rather settle down and take it easy. Why press the battle when we can be content where we are? And that's exactly what Israel did when they were given an awful lot of territory. Remember the story? Every place that you put your feet down on in this land of Canaan, it's what I've given to you, the Lord said to them. It's already been purchased, provided, given. It's yours. What you need now to do is to take it. But it wasn't so easy to take it. And it's the same way with what God has prepared for us and has in store for us. It's all yours, Ernie. Take it. it's provided for you. You don't have to do a thing but enter in and lay claim to all that I've purchased for you, for body, soul, and spirit, for all that pertains to life and godliness. It's all yours. There it is. But it's not always easy to apprehend that for which we've been apprehended, to press on towards the mark for the prize. And the children of Israel, they did well at the beginning because they had to do something. They had to get a foothold into that land. So they had to drive out some of the enemies. They had to bring down some of the walled cities. And they did. And you read the stories at the beginning of Joshua and how they went around Jericho, for instance, and then they went to and they drove out these inhabitants, and there were giants there, but that was okay. It didn't matter. And they pressed on, and it wasn't always easy for them, but they kept on. But then they got to a place in their experience where, although there was a lot more ground yet to be conquered and taken, they were satisfied. Are you, I'm not, the rhetorical question, are you satisfied? Am I satisfied? I know that there's more, but I mean, I love it where I am. Life is great. Jesus is wonderful. It's glory just to walk with him. I know there's more yet beyond. I know eye hasn't seen, ear hasn't heard, hasn't even entered into my heart the things that he's prepared for those who love him. He wants to reveal those things to me by his spirit, but I'm okay right where I am. I'm okay right here. We've got enough land to settle down, to cultivate, to subsist. So why take everything that he's purchased when I got enough right here? I'm content. I'm satisfied. That's good to be content and satisfied in Jesus, but there's also something to be said for never being content and satisfied. I always want more. And that was the apostle's experience, was it not? Philippians, he writes Philippians, the last epistle he writes to a church. And in that book, he talks of his own experience, and he says, I'm not there yet. I'm pressing on the upward way. He didn't sing the song. He didn't know it yet. But I'm not content where I am. Paul, slow down. Slow down. You're an old man now. Take it easy. You've experienced an awful lot. You were caught up to the third heaven, wherever that is, and you saw things unlawful to utter. Take it easy. Write a book. Go on the tour. Talk about all the Lord has done for you. You've got enough back there to talk. Don't worry about going forward. But that wasn't the Apostle Paul. He had tasted something. He had experienced something. And no bonds and afflictions awaited him. And there were hard trials. And yeah, this could happen. And I might get shipwrecked if I'm on that boat. But I don't care. None of these things move me. Neither count I my life dear unto myself. I just want to apprehend that for which I've been apprehended of Christ. I want to finish. I think he says in the book of Acts, I want to finish the job that he's given for me to finish. And you're not finished, I'm not finished, and there's more yet beyond. And the children of Israel got satisfied. So especially up in the north of Canaan, that always remained the territory of the bad guys. Because we were okay right where we were. Well, that would become, years down the road, a bane to the children of Israel. They would have looked back and said, if we could have, we'd done it all over again. We would have driven them out too, because now they're coming to haunt us. And now we have our hands full. We should have, when we could have, taken everything that's been purchased for us. There's no settling down in the kingdom of God. There's no stopping now. I'm good enough. We're as good as we were yesterday or at present, but we need to keep on pressing on the upward way. And so as this man was writing about climbing up Mount Everest and people that they didn't even know where they were, sick as a dog and all, and being carried down. And it's a terrible, terrible experience that I was reading about, only to say that I climbed to the top of the mountain and I was able to see. And then when you get up there and you look over and you see from the top of Mount Everest, you can't stay there. You have a very small window. You can't live up there long. You got to get back down. And so they stand up there, they look, they see, they go back down. I mean, you can keep that experience. Now, maybe some of you are training to climb Everest. God bless you. Have a wonderful trip. But I pray that every one of us are still trying to climb that Mount of God. And we're making progress. It's not a sprint, but it's a slow trek, plodding along day by day, deeper, higher, more about Jesus, more of his saving fullness. And I'm thankful that, you know, camp is a wonderful opportunity to do this. Sometimes some of you are here for a long, long time, and it was nice. Last week was a wonderful week, and the first period was great, and we really enjoyed ourselves then, and we had a good time in that, and we've got all kind of like what we need. We got enough. Maybe you've been here 3 days, and now you got enough, all right? I'm going to just coast the rest of the time, and just, dear Lord, help me not to coast. Help me never to stop. I'm thinking of those that were before us, some of whose pictures are on the wall around this meeting house, and they never stopped. What examples we have of men and women who never stopped. I think their prayer was always, Lord, give me grace to reach the top. Give me grace to keep on going. And I'm talking about in their 90s. And some of them well into their 90s. But they weren't about to stop. They wanted all that he's purchased for me. There's more yet. Brother Hans Waldvogel, before he passed away when he was not well in his body and kind of almost relegated to his room there in the faith home, he had his nephew, Brother Edwin, walk in one day, and on Uncle Hans's lap was a little Gospel of John. And he said, Edwin, these things have to be perfect. What? Perfect love. Fullness of joy. Perfect peace. Edwin, these things have to be perfect. Jesus wants to make these things perfect. There's more. There's a perfection of love, joy, peace. There's a maturity and a growth. And here Uncle Hans, as old as he was and as sick as he was, I want more. I want perfection. Because that's what he purchased for you and for me. Jesus, give us grace. Whose faith follow? Lord, you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. And Lord, we may not get to perfection by the end of today, but we're going to be a step closer. We might not mature as quickly as we would like to mature, but Lord, bring us along a little bit more from glory to glory. Increments, maybe not even perceptible to our understanding, but Lord, more. And Lord, if it costs something, and it will, it'll cost our own lives. It'll be crucified with Christ to find that place in him where we don't live anymore, but the life that we live by the faith of the Son of God. Lord, we're maybe not there yet, but we're heading that direction, all of us. The young people here, Lord, are not there yet, but they're heading that direction. They have maybe a few tarry years to mature and to grow, and I pray that they'd continue. Lord Jesus, to grow in grace and in the knowledge of their Lord and Savior. And we who are older, Lord, we don't want to stop today. We don't want to look back and say, oh, Jesus is wonderful. He's been good to me. Yes, you have been, and you are wonderful. But Lord, what lies before? We want more, more. Our hearts are open to you today. Our desire is towards you this morning, that you come to us, come to us. And Lord, help us to grow into the image of Jesus Christ. That's what you died for. That's what you purchased. That's what you desire. And so, Lord, let not one thing fail of what you have desired for all of us this day This day your kingdom come and your will be done. Bless the boys, Lord. Bless the little girls in the cottage and the boys there. Father, as they look to your word today, as you deal with them, speak to their hearts and teach them and help them to grow and to know you in a better way. Cover the grounds with your precious blood. Protect, dear Lord, protect the camp. Oh, Lord, we pray. And we pray, Jesus, that your presence will hover over us. We covet your blessing upon each of our lives this day, and we thank you for it. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Last stanza, we're singing 322. 322, that last stanza. Deeper, deeper, every day in Jesus. 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 Jesus.
Jesus. Cause our hearts to hunger, Lord. Hunger for this message. That we might grow up into the fullness of the stature, the measure of Christ. Lord, stamp thine own image deep on our hearts. Cause us, Lord, to understand that you really love us. You truly want us to come into the fullness of God. Don't let us be satisfied with just being satisfied. Help us to go forward, to press on to the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Have your way in everyone here this morning. Fill us to overflow with your love, and your glory, and your joy. Lord, bring us in. Bring us up and bring us through. In Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 More about Jesus. More about Jesus. More of his saving fullness. More of his love who died for me. More of Jesus. More about Jesus. More of his saving fullness. More of his love who died. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father. I think another way to say it is number 15 in the white book. 15 in the white book. Shall we stand together as we sing?
Lead me higher up the mountain.
that last?
Save me better.
Yes, Lord. Amen. Take the world, but give me Jesus. All its joys are but a name, but his love abideth ever through eternal years the same. Oh, the height and depth of mercy, oh, the length and breadth of love, oh, the fullness of redemption, ledge of endless life above. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, dear Lord, do that in everyone.